And a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Guess what day it is? If you guess Monday, you're halfway right. The other half of it is, it is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Happy Cap Hour today on my show all hour long. More about OCA coming up shortly. Hey, how about this little bit of a weather change? It was pretty white out there. Text line's open, 580-225-9697. Let me know how many inches of snow you got. The out between Elk City and Four Corners out there, the road was covered when I came in at 10, and now they are covered here in Elk City, and they wasn't when I got here. So anyway, snowing pretty good out there. Let me check my handy dandy little Doppler here on my phone, see what's happening. Yep, still snowing. Some of it's slushy, some of it's some lady I talked to in Sarah a while ago, she said she found a slick spot, almost lost control, but she probably drives like a crazy maniac anyway. So welcome the moisture. Snows are always really good. It's not cold out there. I know it's freezing, but the wind's not blowing. So snow is a good moisture for some of this wheat and rye and all this other stuff we got. Let's check some current temperatures real quick. If I can, we are under a winter weather storm warning. So be careful out there, please, though. People out feeding hay. I know I got started. I started baling hay about 3:30 this morning. I got done, by the way, FYI. I am done with peanut hay. And I got done about 6:30. Grabbed a bale of hay, went down to my place, not my son's place, but my place at Willow, because I knew if it snowed or any moisture at all, I ain't getting to that place with any them roads down there. Are they're very well maintained, but that doesn't mean you're not going to end up in the bar ditch and make your way to the gate in the bar ditch. So I went down there and checked the cows out. Everything's good. My bull's missing in that pasture. My bull's missing in the other pasture. I know where they're at. Got good neighbors down there. Everybody's not worried about it. But man, my neighbor's bull's missing. I've heard some other people say their bulls are missing. They got the cows all bred. Now they're roaming around from pasture to pasture, seeing if there's any new girlfriends out there. So that's what's happening with that deal. Currently at Arnett, 28 degrees. Woodward, 26. Looks like Hooker is the coldest in Oklahoma right now at 24. It's 33 at Hollis, 32 at Mangum, 32 at Hobart, just that whole area basically from, I guess, Mangum North over towards Hinton, on up north, and then back out into the Panhandle, Texas and Oklahoma. That's where it's all cold, and that's where it's snowing if this cloud is over you. So anyway, I'll have your northwestern Oklahoma forecast coming up for you here later on the show, and also the whole Hobart Farming Garden weather report, last segment of the show for southwestern Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle. Well, Chad got done with peanuts last night. Friday evening, we pulled into those two pivots with four thrashers and made a swath. We got some stuff done. I baled peanut hay. It was too dry Friday night to bale hay, but Saturday night I got some more hay baled up. And then this morning I finished up with it, and it's just been a long weekend on the deals. And tractor, I blew the seal on my lift cylinder, on my 3-point, on my 4960. You talk about draining oil out of your tractor in a hurry. It did it because I couldn't let the three-point down because there was a PTO shaft in the way. And anyway, got it drained. Can't get any parts for it for a little while. So Barry Chad's tractor is 7200R and hooked onto my baler, and broke a belt yesterday. I got one more belt with a pin, and I'll have them all replaced, just to replace them all again next year, because they said you need to replace those pins every 1,000 bales. Well, I'm a firm believer in it now, but I almost had 7,000 bales on my baler before I started having these problems. But had one come loose yesterday, but I caught it, seen it in my rearview mirror, shut the PTO off, didn't get hung up, didn't tear the hinges off, so I got to put a new pin in it. It was all good. Got back to rolling pretty quick, within 20 minutes, because it took me longer to drive the tractor back clear across the other pivot to get where my pins was in my other tractor. So got that all done, and what else we've got done? Fed some of the cows yesterday, fed some more this morning. I'm really proud of one of my new babies. I got a half Simmental, half Angus mama that was bred to my son's bull, which was, he's Simmental full blood, loaded up and broke her. And she's full blooded Simmental. So anyway, this calf come out, and he's got a lot of white on him, according to Dr. Mouse, too much for her. And got a white spot right in the middle of his back. Coolest calf ever. But I'm thinking that he might be a new sire bull hanging around our place for a couple, 2 or 3 years anyway. See what he looks like here in a couple months. We got to get ready to take wing calves to the special wing calf sale at Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction this coming Monday, a week from today. Remember that, put that down on your calendar. They've been weaned be almost right at 110 days they'll be weaned, so they're ready to go. They want to see their new home, and I'm tired of feeding them actually. And so anyway, they're doing really well. They've growed good. They're out of Angus and Simmental, so we got that going on. What else going on? We're still moving. We should be wrapping up our move tomorrow. The snow making it messy and stuff will hinder us a little bit today, but we should be moved out of our old house hopefully tomorrow evening, and if not Wednesday for sure. And we're got temporary quarters down by Willow and my son's barn house down there. So we're still looking for a place to move into. We haven't quite found the place we want it yet. And anybody got somewhere out in the country between Elk City and Sayre, in that general area circle that they know that's coming up, let me know on the show. I'd appreciate it. We like living in the country. And we do have a dog, sister. We lost Zoe here a couple weeks ago, but we have sister. She's the farm dog, and she's a good girl. What else happened this weekend? Anything exciting? I know something else happened that I'm forgetting to tell you about. But anyway, everything's good. The bucks are chasing the does like crazy. I seen two sets yesterday with they're both laying down. Everybody's tongues hanging out. They're exhausted from chasing. It's going on. Quail season opened Saturday. One friend said they pushed 8 coveys Saturday, and had another friend pushed a couple coveys Saturday, and I haven't had any other reports. So there's some birds out there. It might not be 2016, but at least there's something going on out there that's good. And I don't know what else is going on. Let's just check something real quick. Looks like everything is in the red today. Cattle, grains. The only thing that's not in the red is hard red winter wheat. And what else is not in the red? I seen something else. Cotton. cotton's not in the red. Actually, cotton for December's up to 88 cents a pound. March is almost 87 cents a pound, so that's good to see. Oh, hogs are in the green too, so they're going on. But let's take a break real quick. When I come back, we'll discuss that more. Please text me your snowfall amount if you got it going on, or if you're not even getting any snow, text me and say, we're not getting any snow in Arnett or something like that. Also, I got a report to go over the Lord Campbell. Her kid up there at Arnett did really good in the livestock judging contest. Also, Arnett, the whole FFA there, they did good. I'll talk about that a little bit coming up. And what else? And let's top it off before we do go to a break. With OCA is hosting a fall gathering at the Metcalf Museum near Durham this week, Thursday, November 17th. LNC is our meal sponsor and will start serving at 6:30. There will be great food, fellowship, and information. It's free to attend, no membership needed. Come hear what the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is doing for you and our other 5,000 members statewide. For more information or to RSVP, go to OKCattlemen.org. I always want to say Oklahoma when I say OK. But anyways, www.OKCattlemen.org or call Miss Lori at 580-273-5137. Be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, November 7th. 1,542 head were sold, 5 head of steers at 377 brought 231, 7 at 526 brought 166, 6 at 578 brought 162, 5 at 675 brought 163.50, 60 at 834 brought 176.50, 48 at 861 brought 180, 6 at 1123 brought 147, 5 head of heifers at 435 brought 171, 7 at 481 brought 169, 6 at 515 brought 170, 71 at 585 brought 149, 4 at 618 brought 156, 19 at 648 brought 164. 450, 5 at 678 brought 144, butcher cows were 16 to 81.50, butcher bulls brought 40 to 99.50, bred cows were 835 to 1175, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
When somebody has a claim, all they have to do is call our office. That's it. Tell me what happened, and then after that, we turn it into our claims department. We don't ask you to go out and take photographs of your vehicle. We don't ask you to do anything through an app. We turn that claim in, and our adjusters will contact you, and then we send somebody out to look at the vehicle, no matter where it may be. If you're at work, you know, we coordinate to fit your schedule. If it's something on your home, the adjuster will come out, basically do an assessment of the damage, but it's all in our hands at that point. You know, the customer's not asked to do anything. We're not going to ask you to go get any estimates or download any app, take pictures, upload all that. That's our job. We take care of every bit of that.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisei, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisei, Oklahoma.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's snowing up there in Ellis County, I found out. I haven't heard from anybody else. Come on, I know you guys are awake up there. It's really simple to text unless you got a flip phone, and there's still some of you guys out there. Hey, speaking of people with a flip phone, how many of you out there actually bale your hay in the direction you swath? And I, first of all, I want you to take two factors out of this account. Let's just take two factors out of this equation. How's that? We're not talking lovegrass, and we're not talking peanut hay. Them are two beasts on their own. So let's talk alfalfa, wheat, sorghum, grass. Do you actually go through there and bale your hay the way you swath? No buddy of mine, no Vietnam vet, I think he's got a little affected by Agent Orange on this conversation, but he's telling me he always bales the way he swaths. Now, see, I can see it with the lovegrass, because it's a anyway, not even want to talk about that. And peanut hay, it's coming out of a thrasher. You have no choice. You don't even, I know which direction they're going because I can look at their tracks and tell that, but not everybody's going to do that. So do you actually do that? He said it keeps from wrapping up on your rollers and your baler, and I don't know. I just don't agree with what he's saying or whatever, but we got because me, with these swathers we got nowadays, now back in the 80s or maybe early 90s when those older swathers, I could see it, but with the crimpers and the cutters that we got nowadays and with these disc mowers, I don't see it, because what happens if you rake it? You're going to be raking one roll that's going one way and one rake going the other way, and I'm pretty sure that rake's not turning everything back into the same direction. So anyway, or it might be, but not 100%. So let me know, are you that guy or not that guy? How's that? Anyway, I'm not saying it's wrong or right, but I just don't agree with him. How's that? I just want to fight with him. That's because he goes to a lot of funerals, and some of them are, I ask him why he's going, because it's the cousin of his fourth cousin's mother-in-law or something. He just wants to show respect, and I get the respect deal, but I mean, I think he's actually just going to all these funerals for free meals myself, but, and that's not being disrespectful to the people that's passed away, but you just got to know the conversation I have with the Donnie on this deal, so we'll see how that goes. Anyway, first of all, welcome back to the Oklahoma Cattlemen Association Happy Cap Hour. And I seen this on Facebook, it was yesterday or day before, but anyway, Arnett did really good. Their junior FFA team won first place at the Oklahoma Panhandle States University's livestock judging for junior FFA. And also, John Campbell, he won first out of 171 participants. So congratulations, John. I need to see if he's on Facebook. I want to see if he gets this good judging from his dad, Jeremiah, or his mom, Lori. I don't know which is which, but I'm going to get to the bottom of this to see who he gets his natural judging ability from. So we'll see how that goes. All right. Soybean futures were lower in overnight trading amid signs of rising global production and favorable weather in parts of South America. Last week, Brazil's national supply company, CONAB, said it now expects the country's soybean crop to be about 153.5 million metric tons. That's up from a month earlier projection of 152.4 million. The USDA on November 9th said it sees Brazilian soybean output at 152, unchanged month to month. A year earlier, Brazil produced 127 million metric tons, so that's like another 27 million metric tons that they're going to be producing. Rains are forecast to spread through most of Brazil. Rains across producing areas will improve soil moisture, especially in the north, central, and southern areas of Brazil. Back there in Argentina, though, widespread rains over the weekend were expected to improve moisture and boost crop conditions. Improvements are also expected in the southwestern growing areas later this week. Brazilian corn production, meanwhile, is forecast by CONAB at 126.4 million metric tons, which is down a little bit from the October outlook. Soybean futures for January delivered dropped 14¾ cents to 14.35¼ overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal fell about $2.20 to 405.20 a short ton, while soybean oil lost $1.12 to 75.85 a pound. Corn for December delivery was down 5½ cents to $6.52¼ a bushel, and it needs to stop that for right now until I get my corn out. Wheat futures for December delivery fell 6½ cents to $8.07 a bushel, while Kansas City futures rose 1 cent to $9.44½ a bushel. All right, let's see here. Let's get to the weather for our farm belts. Here we go. My papers were stuck together there. Winter weather advisories have been issued for northeastern New Mexico into central Illinois as a cold front moves through the U.S., especially the central part, according to the National Weather Service. In southwestern Kansas, where hard red winter wheat is growing, snow accumulations up to 4 inches are expected today, with winds gusting up to 35. In central Oklahoma, a winter storm warning is in effect as heavy snow is forecast for 3 to 6 inches of accumulation. Further east in northern Missouri, up to 4 inches of snow is projected for the area. Those on the road should be expecting slippery conditions. All right, let's see what else we got here. Let's check. Oh, I got some text message. Here we go. It's been snowing in Sentinel for a couple of hours now. Thank you. Then we got, here we go. Got some futures here. Corn futures for December, as of right now, are 6.55 a bushel. March is 6.57. May 6.56. Soybeans, 14.41. Down another 13 today. January is 14.35. And March is 14.40. Soybean meal is down almost 3 today. It's at 404.50 for December. January is 401.20. Soybean oil is down a little over 1. December 75.78 and January 73.40. There we go. Man, these numbers get to, with my trifocals on, they get to blurry on me. Hard red winter wheat, December, $9.52. March is $9.46. Oats are $3.87 for December. March is $3.91. See where cotton is. It's still looking good. It's up. It's in the green. 88 cents a pound, a little over 88 cents a pound. And for December and March is 86 cents a pound. See what oil's doing today. Oil is down. It's 85.86. That's West Texas Intermediate crude. Natural gas is up just a little bit, not much, and it's just their December, January, and February all right there, about 6 to 6.10 on that. All right, let's see what else we got going on today. I got some stuff coming up for you after this break. Buyer beware on some hay. Mark Johnson, OSU Extension Beef Specialist, got a few pointers out there that I'd like to go over there with you, and there's also on some for horses. And then we got the Texas-Oklahoma sale barn report from last week, and I also got the hay report for Texas Panhandle coming up, and we got I got a little pointer to talk to you about on John Deere, on their new 7R tractors, when they're getting updates right now. I'll let you know about those, kind of cool operation. And then we got a TV, but since we're temporary living in there, we're not doing the Wi-Fi deal. So I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos on like the Millennium Farmer or Laura Farms, L-A-U-R-A Farms, a young lady that is going to college, but she's decided she's going to be a farmer too. And I've been following them, and everything is pretty cool stuff. But the technology out there, I mean, I realize the technology's out there, the precision farming and all that stuff. But up there in big boys country, up there in Nebraska and Minnesota, where they got these huge cornfields about the size of Beckham County, probably, it's interesting to watch them harvest their corns, how they coordinate everything, and all these computer screens and the deal. And they're kind of like us when harvest is going on, like in Nebraska, when corn harvest and soybean harvest is going on. It's like us when we're under a fire watch down here because of all that dry corn, all those dry soybeans out there. And a combine caught the video I watched last night that Lord posted, a combine that got stopped up, jammed up in the header the night before. They decided just wait till it got daylight. But what happened was there ended up being a hot bearing in that header. And the next morning when they showed up, this combine was on fire. And just like Oklahoma and Texas, people show up to help out. There was six big tractors with disc showed up, four different fire departments, all volunteer fire departments. And they had to plow some good corn under to keep it from spreading, but nothing was lost except for where they plowed the corn up. So it's just interesting to see how farming and ranching goes on in other parts of the state. And hopefully one of these days I'll have her or the Millennium Farmer come on the show and talk about how they do things maybe a little bit different. And I'm just amazed how these huge grain elevators they got around their own place. And these dryers, they got the cost of this drying. That's why we can't hardly get propane, because they're getting all the propane to dry corn. But it is what it is. It's called the ag world. So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel. Rubber flooring, they're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a huge trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love huge trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
Holiday in the Park at Six Flags, the biggest and brightest holiday celebration. With over a million twinkling lights, holiday shows, our new holiday market, visits with Santa, and of course, thrilling rides and coasters. Buy a 2023 pass for as low as $69.99 at SixFlags.com and get visits for the rest of this year. Don't miss Holiday in the Park, only at Six Flags.
Again, good afternoon, great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market report for Friday, November 4th. 2,359 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 323 brought 246, 7 at 489 brought 198, 4 at 544 brought 170, 13 at 576 brought 186, 18 at 640 brought 167, 6 at 659 brought 161, 4 at 926 brought 160, 14 head of heifers at 430 brought 189, 6 at 483 brought 159.50, 7 at 528 brought 163.
free. 10 at 612 brought 156.50. 13 at 620 brought 154.50. 10 at 777 brought 155. 10 at 854 brought 153. Butcher cows were 40.50 to 85. Butcher bulls brought 66.50 to 100. Bred cows were 825 to 1100. Pairs brought 1100 to 1575. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Hey.
Hey, you all right?
I don't know. Lately I've been feeling kind of off.
Might be because you've been vaping so much.
What do you mean?
You know how when dirt gets in the engine oil, it throws everything off?
Yeah.
The nicotine in vapes is like that. It's not meant to be in your body. It throws off your natural brain chemicals, which could make you feel jumpy, anxious, or even sad. It's like that engine with the bad oil. Your brain ain't running right.
Yeah, that ain't right.
Keep your body running tobacco-free. Follow Down and Dirty.
I always tell my customers if they have a problem with my beef to tell me, but if they love it and enjoy it, tell everybody. Well, this is Monty, and I just want to encourage everybody out there to enjoy beef and eat beef. And if you have an opportunity, look into buying a half or a whole beef from a local producer like me. It's born and raised and fed right there in Sweetwater, Oklahoma. It's processed locally. We're a third-party verified, all natural, and I guarantee it to be good. Look us up on Facebook, Tucker Family Beef.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, we're back. Hey, got a couple texts in. I got a text in from the secret weapon himself, the Boz. He's saying they got 6 inches at Grimes up there in Roger Mills County. Then I got a text in from Kip at Helena. Said that they got a very white snow, but it's a very wet snow he meant. So is it wet or is it white or is it both? How's that, Kip? Anyway, thanks for listening. Matter of fact, since he texted in, you know what? The closest Mesonet Center that I can find is, let me redo this and make sure. Lahoma, Fairview, Cherokee. I'll just go with Fairview. That's not too far from where he is. We'll give the Northwestern Oklahoma Mesonet weather forecast out of Fairview today instead of Woodward. How's that? Just for old Kip. Thanks for listening, buddy. Currently at Fairview, it's 32 degrees. Wind chill's 28. The winds are basically zilch out of the east-northeast at 4 to 6 miles an hour. And humidity is 97%. 100% chance of rain or snow today, 37 for a high. Tonight, 30% chance of rain or snow, 23 for a low. It's going to get a little chilly. Tomorrow, 44 for a high. Tomorrow night, it's going to be really cool. 22 degrees, 42 Wednesday, 23 Wednesday, a night. That is Thursday, 48, starts warming up a little bit, but guess what? Thursday night comes back in at 22 degrees, and Friday, no way, no, 34 for high on Friday. And that's your forecast for Northwestern Oklahoma. There is a winter weather advisory until 6 p.m. around Fairview. How's that? All right, let's check you out. The livestock auction summaries from last week. Let's start with Texas. No, wait a minute. I always do Texas first. Let's go with Oklahoma this time. Compared to last week, feeder steers in Oklahoma were steady to $3 lower. Steer calves steady, except 3 to 400 pounds. They were 2 to 5 higher. Feeder heifers, $1 to $4 higher. Heifer calves sold $1 to $5 higher. Demand was moderate for feeder cattle as cattle futures sold off earlier in the week. And slaughter cattle prices failed to move higher, but I think they held steady myself around here anyway. Demand good for calves following some much needed moisture. Slaughter cows and bulls sold mostly steady. packer demand was moderate. All right, let's see what we got going on in Oklahoma. 40,934 heads sold sale barns last week in Oklahoma compared to 33,700 a week earlier. And this time last year, 45,000 head. So everybody's moving their cattle in, selling them, and people are buying them to put them on wheat pasture. All right, let's see what we got here. We have some west weights going on here. It looks like the 200 to 300 weights, we had some 290 pounders, was bringing up to 238. There's some with value added that weighed 272, brought 247.50. 300 pounders, let's go with some unwinged ones here. 330 unwinged brought up to 220. And some 380s winged brought up to 233. In the 400 to 500 pound range, we had some fancy ones that sold 238, that weighed 418. Thin fleshed ones, 420, brought 221. Unwinged ones, weighing 417, brought up to 217. Value added on some 415, brought up to 239. And then some winged ones that weighed 471, brought 216. How's that? All right, now back to Texas. You guys always get to go first, so don't get mad at me for changing it up today. Compared to last week, yearling steers and heifers were steady to $2 higher in Texas. Steer and heifer calves were $3 to $10 higher, depending on wean and vaccination status. Trade activity was fairly active on moderate to good demand. Larger discounts were noted for unweaned or short-weaned calves as a cold front with the possibility of snow, moved in today, and freezing temperatures are forecasted to move into the region over the weekend. All right, here we go. 7,304 heads sold in Texas last week compared to 5,900 the week before and 7,600 this time last year. Let's see what they were selling for down there. Let's see. Let's get some 381 weights. We're bringing up to 265. Some unweaned ones at 475 brought $1.80. I don't know. They don't look too good there. And then some 511s, 221.50. Some 571s, 202. Some 670s brought $1.80. And then some 770s. $1.78.50, and then some 819s $1.78. So them were doing pretty good. Their heavyweights steers down there was doing really good. All right, saying about that, when they was talking about freezing temperatures in that deal right there, yesterday morning's the first time that I personally have ever baled hay with frost on it. And it was peanut hay, and it worked out perfect. It put moisture in my hay. Peanut hay needs a lot of moisture to bale. It is dry stuff coming out of that combine. So, but it made it bale perfect. Those bales were nice and heavy, and I just never done that before. And you could see where I'd been baling too. That thin frost was gone where I went through there with the baler. So anyway, it was all good. All right, let's see here. Let's go. The Texas Direct Hay Report for the Panhandle of Texas. Compared to the last report, hay prices are steady to firm in all regions. Hay demand is picking up as the majority of pastures in the state are rated from average to very poor. Additionally, a cold front is moving into the area, which will increase supplemental feeding, livestock feeding. Hay is still moving into the state from bordering states, but trucking and freight rates continue to be a struggle for producers and have had large impacts on delivery prices. According to the USDA, winter wheat planting across the state reached 88%, which is up 5 points from last year. Winter wheat emerge has reached 67%, which is up 5 points from the previous year. Although rains have been scarce, there's been plenty of time, they've been pretty timely for winter wheat crop thus far. The productivity of winter wheat crop will be very important for livestock producers as forages are predicted to be short this year. All right, let's check out a few prices on some hay out here in the Texas Panhandle. Alfalfa, some large squares, 3x4, bringing anywhere from $3.80 to $4.25. Some Bermuda grass premium is on small squares, bringing anywhere from $2.80 to $3.30 a ton. Bermuda grass premium on small squares. Also, per bale, $10 to $14 a bale. And Bermuda grass, good to premium for large rounds, are bringing anywhere from $208 to $240 a ton. Bermuda grass, good. Large rounds bringing $150 per bale. How's that? $130 to $150 per bale. I had to stop. I was going to say ton, and it said, whoa, per bale. I said, they just told me $240 above there. Bermuda grass, small squares, asking per ton anywhere, and this is good, not premium, $235 to $275 a ton. That's what's happening over there in Texas. How about that? But I want you guys from, this is from Mark Johnson from OSU, be careful out there. Livestock owners who plan to purchase hay over the next few months needs to make careful, informed decisions to protect their animals, especially when purchasing hay from out of state. Buyers should be aware that the drought has significantly impacted forage quality this year. Low hay yields resulted in many producers baling up failed crops and other grass varieties not typically harvested as forage. As a result, overall hay quality is very low. During the last drought, there was a lot of hay baled very mature along roadsides and abandoned fields with the lowest density setting the baler could handle to produce light, low-density bales then transported across two states. Hay should be tested before purchased and priced per ton instead of by the bale, says Mr. Paul Beck from OSU. Mark Johnson, OSU Extension Livestock Specialist, advises answering these questions when buying hay. And I'll finish up right here with this. Where is it located? Hay cannot be moved from fire ant endemic areas without taking steps to ensure there are no fire ants being transported to areas designated free of fire ants. When was it baled? This year? Last year? 2020? Older hay may have spoilage, and I promise you, one of my landlords I helped take care of cattle bought some from eastern part of Oklahoma, and it got here, and I just turned the cows in on them. The net wouldn't even, I couldn't even pick them up. I barely got the trucks unloaded. So be careful. Get pictures of the hay you're buying. Get the sheets from hay being tested from somebody legitimate like OSU or Regen or Texas A&M AgriLife. Make sure you get the results before you get your hay. And that way, if something goes wrong with that hay, say, this hay here didn't test with what you sent me. So I'm sorry, there's some guys out there that might do this. How's it been stored? In a barn, outside, on the ground, on pallets? How's it wrapped? Net wrap bales keep better than wrapped in twine. What is the size of the bales? Request pricing based on tonnage or weight, not per bale. There you go. Be careful. I guess there's been a report, so lots of scams going on there, and I could see it because, of course, some people are in there buying, like farmers and ranchers that need hay, and guess what? There's always that one in a million person out there that would just love to mess somebody over for some extra money. So anyway, let's see what Jerry Nine's got to say, and when we come back from the break after him, we're going to have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. For sale last Tuesday, November the 8th, we sold 811 cows, bulls, and calves. Thursday, November 10th, we sold 4,302 calves and feeders for a total of 5,113 cattle for the week. I have a cold. Maybe you can tell what I'm saying. Tuesday, better killing cows, 78 to 87.50. 10 cows bring 45 to 66.50. Bulls bring 85 to 97. 3 to 5 year old open cows to breed, 70 up to 104. 2 to 8 year old bred cows, 825 to 1160. 9 and older bred cows, 825 to 1050. Hunter steer cattle, 3 to 3 to 2 weight steers, 197 to 229. 4 to 450, 181 to 228. 5 to 550, 166 to 203. 6 to 650, 160 to 188. 7 to 750, 160 to 183. 8 to 850 steers, 168 to 180. And 54 steers, 1905, bring 166.50. Hunter heifers, 3 to 3 50 weight heifers, 171.5 to 198.50. 4 to 450, 158 to 189. 5 to 550, 145 to 169. 6 to 650 heifers, 141 up to 170. 7 to 7.50, 153 to 169.50. 48 Evers, weighing 815, bring 160.75. 859 White Evers, 159 to 160. And our 9 to 950 Evers, 145 to 156.50. For this Tuesday, we do have that dispersal of 150 bred cows and pairs. They're almost all black. They're 4 to 6 years old. 50 kids on the ground. We also got 50 other bred cows. We'll see you this Tuesday, 8 a.m. sharp. Thanksgiving, Jerry 9, and the Woodford Livestock Auction.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local Hi-Pro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Red Angus is probably most commonly known for the maternal breed. More maternal type cows. A heifer lays down, has a calf. She goes over and gets the calf up instantly, and the calf goes to nursing, and they're very protective of their calves too. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
Barber Nice and Ford of Elk City is Western Oklahoma's auto service headquarters. With the largest team of certified technicians anywhere around, we're here to help you keep your vehicle running its best, Ford or not. No matter your make or model, you can count on us, from oil changes to tires and everything in between. And while you're here, shop our entire inventory with financing as low as 0.9%. Only at BarberNiceandFord.net.
Going out big? Staying in snug? Whatever you're up to this holiday season, Ulta Beauty has everything you need to add a little bit of shimmer and a whole lot of shine. Because our kind of holiday is you having your kind of holiday. Shop fan favorite brands like Fenty, Dyson, and Drunk Elephant. Plus so much more. Now's the time to glow your way. Go ahead and visit your local Ulta Beauty or buy online and pick up in store. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
America's beef producers have the best product in the world. From a backyard barbecue to a gourmet dinner at a four-star restaurant, if American beef is on the menu, you're in for some good eating. Our local beef producers raise a great product. As a financial institution, we're proud to be a part of it. Stop by and see us. Let's talk.
First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Together we grow. Online at fnbec.bank.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom backs, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hi, this is Ty Ford. I'm a local cattle rancher, and I buy my feed with Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. He's a Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, and they have been very helpful in developing a program for feeding out our butcher steers. We use his starter and finisher rations on our steers, and we have had great results and great feedback from our repeat customers.
Located on South Randall, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Maybe if I get it to come up. Let's go back. Hey, let's try out a different town today. Let's go out with Hobart Mezzanette Center for the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. See, that even rhymes. All right, 32 degrees at Hobart right now. 27 is the wind chill. The winds are out of the north-northeast, 5 miles an hour, with wind gusts all the way up to 5 miles an hour. 97% humidity. So far, it's showing the 24-hour rainfall in Hobart at 1/5 or 15 one-hundredths or 150 one-thousandths, however the guy in Roger Mills County wants you to listen to that. Anyway, today, 38 for a high, 90% chance of snow likely. Tonight, 24 for a low. Tomorrow, 43 for a high. Tomorrow night, 24. Wednesday, 45 degrees, warming up nicely. 25 for a low Wednesday night. Thursday, 52 degrees with south winds, 8 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 on Thursday. Thursday night, going to chill back off at 25 degrees. And Friday, 39 for a high with northeast winds, 15 with gusts up to 25. So, hey, and there is a winter weather advisory until 6 o'clock tonight for Hobart. And I really think, let me see here, I've seen something different over here at Arnett or Eric. Let's check out Eric real quick. Yeah, a lot of western Oklahoma is in their winter storm warning until 6 o'clock. So it's just, it's winter out there. Whether it's a storm warning or an advisory, just be prepared for all of it, please. All right, I got a text in from a gentleman out west of Willow, Mr. Gene Miller from Mangum. He's got some black baby calves, been missing their yearlings. Left his place, doesn't say when, but anyway, he doesn't know the sex on them. But he's about a mile west of the J. Buckle Ranch, you know, up there on top of the hill out west on Peanut Road. He would love to find them. They got yellow ear tags with GM on them. So if you got any information on these, he would like to know. They've been gone a while, but the neighbors hadn't found them. So if anybody's picked up some calves or extra calves in their pasture, please, and they got the GM ear tag on them, please call this gentleman. His number right here is 471-1244, 580-471-1244. By the way, what's wrong with people? I don't remember the name. It doesn't matter. There was a lady over at Eric I seen on Facebook, social media, that had been bottle feeding a calf that's got some bad eyes, watering all the time and semi-blind in them. She'd been bottle feeding this calf there in Eric and had it in the backyard. And some sorry individual stole that calf out of the backyard. So if you guys see a calf out there that's got watering eyes and it doesn't have a brand or ear tag or nothing like that on that, that not used to be there, maybe it got out, who knows, but I think they think somebody stole it. But anyway, why would you do that? I'm sorry, you're just bored with your life. But anyway, somebody knows anything about that, you can, I just call the Eric police because I'm sure they've been called about it, because that was just pretty low life to steal somebody's bottle cap. I grew up bottle feeding calves, so anyway, I think it's wrong. But we got a few minutes left here. Let's see here. I wanted to tell you guys about the new John Deere, and this is not an advertisement, it's just a cool article. The John Deere 7R tractor gets its mid-year updates. The 2023 John Deere 7R series of tractors is getting new updates and options, including a reactive steering wheel mode for on-road transportation. The series of tractors are designed to maneuver around tight spaces, intended for hay growers, livestock producers, now crop, and small grain farms. The 7R has been updated with 50% larger hydraulic components in the steering system for increased steering capacity, increasing maneuverability for farmers using large front tires or heavy front implements. The 7R can be also equipped to operate triple-mounted mower conditioners and large square balers that require extra PTO and hydraulic power. These new options, the reactive steering mode is an available upgrade to provide a driving experience close to a car or truck. That's what we need out there, especially with auto steer. Why do you need a better upgrade when you're already in auto steer? No, I'm just kidding. This is designed to make it easier to drive in a straight line with less effort by the driver. Reactive steering also assists in returning the tractor steering wheel to a neutral position. That will go real handy baling hay. I'm going to tell you that right now, especially with the round baler. Other options available include active command steering too, which reduces the amount of steering input required in field applications. Deere's also partnered with PTG for central tire inflation systems on select 7R tractors. The mid-year updates for the John Deere 7R series will be available on 8 models, ranging from 250 to 350 horse rated engine. The updated tractors are available to order now. Christmas is coming up, and nobody's asked me what I want for Christmas. So one of you guys out there that made a lot of hay this summer, or a good cotton crop, like to help old Jimmy out. I'm ready for an update from the upgrade for my 4960. Nah, not really. I'm going to fix my 4960. Go on. I don't have to put that government fuel in there, the depth. So anyway, I'm good. It's been a great Monday. Thanks, OCA, for sponsoring it today. You guys have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.